This is KSJD. Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder. The Four Corners School of Outdoor Education has been used by teachers and youth since 1984 to enhance outdoor learning for students from across the region. Their new Canyon Country Discovery Center in Monticello, Utah, is a hands-on science center that also serves as the campus for their educational programs that highlight the natural and cultural resources of the Four Corners area and the Colorado Plateau. Joining me by phone this morning is Janet Ross. She is the founder and executive director of the Four Corners School of Outdoor Education. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Why did you start the Four Corners School of Outdoor Education back in 1984?
Well, I received a degree from Prescott College in 1974 in outdoor education, and it was there that I fell in love with the Colorado Plateau, which Prescott College uses a lot for their outdoor classroom. And I also learned the power of place-based outdoor education to change lives.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what you mean, the power of outdoor education?
Well, I think it's the power of place-based outdoor education. In this case, my place became the Colorado Plateau, the piece of ground that I felt most at home on, the piece of ground that spoke to me. And I think learning about your home, your local place, learning math, science, history in your local place is a very powerful piece of learning. It's rather abstract when you're in elementary school to learn about the rainforest. You've never experienced it. You can't really understand it in particular at that age level, but you do understand your place, your home. And I think also outdoor education is hands-on kinesthetic learning. I think kids learn better when they're up and moving than when they're sitting at a desk being lectured at.
Well, what kind of educational programs has the school offered over the years? Can you kind of walk through a few of the different kinds of programs that have been a staple for the school?
Sure. We started out, our first program was what's called Southwest Adventures with an E, educational adventures, which were trips and tours throughout the Colorado Plateau that were led by a variety of educational experts. Sally Cole in rock art, Polly Schaffsma in rock art, various geologists in the area were the educational component of each trip. These were rafting trips, backpacking, hiking, cross-country skiing, a lot of service and research kinds of programs. That was the first thing that we did. And then in 1994 or so, we began to reexamine our mission and vision, and in 1999, we started the Bioregional Outdoor Education Project, which was then and still is a professional development program for kindergarten through eighth grade teachers throughout the Colorado Plateau to teach them how to teach the core curriculum in a hands-on, place-based outdoor way. We work with 12 to 20 schools at a time in four states, and we build science resource centers for those schools and those teachers. In 2000, we started the Canyon Country Youth Corps, which is an employment and education program for 15 to 25-year-old youth, local youth, about 50% of them are Native American youth, who work for outdoors anywhere from 5 to 25 weeks, camping on site, doing conservation projects on public lands. So they're out building fences, repairing trails. We're involved in two landscape-level river restoration projects, one on the Dolores River, one on the Escalante River, to remove invasive species like Russian olive and tamarisk from those river systems. And then in 2002, the city of Monticello invited me to partner with them on building a science center here in town. So over a five-year period, we did some scoping meetings, a market feasibility study, a business plan that had a community leadership team of about 20 people that met for 2 years, twice a month, and at the end of that time, the community leadership team asked Four Corners School to take on the leadership of this project, and so we began the capital campaign and the purchase of land and all to build the Canyon Country Discovery Center, which has just been completed late 2015, and we've moved into it. So it'll have its own set of programs for all ages and backgrounds, more teacher professional development, student programming. We have an exhibit hall we'll have 30 exhibits indoors and 15 outdoors. We have a research lab, so we'll have some research activities going on. Travelers through the area can stop. We're right on Highway 191. So there'll be a whole host of programs that we're developing right now and will begin to operate shortly.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Janet Ross. She's the founder and executive director of the Four Corners School of Outdoor Education. And we're talking this morning about the school and also the Canyon Country Discovery Center that has recently opened in Monticello, Utah. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Stay with us. We're back. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Janet Ross. She's the founder and executive director of the Four Corners School of Outdoor Education based in Monticello, Utah, where they have also opened their brand new Canyon Country Discovery Center. Janet, can you describe the Discovery Center for us and talk a little bit about what folks can see while they're there?
Well, it's a portal to place-based education about the Colorado Plateau. So everything we do. That's our unifying theme. Everything we do will also focus on five content areas, which are people and place of the Colorado Plateau, land use and energy, water and its effects on the region, natural history and landscapes, and astronomy. So we have an exhibit hall, which will have 30 hands-on interactive exhibits. So one, for example, is called an augmented reality sandbox, which is a way of looking at topography and how elevational changes affect the land. So imagine a giant sandbox with a computer projection over the top of it, and that projection senses elevational change. So as you play with the sand and you manipulate it, this computer program is color-coded, so as you make a valley, it turns blue. As you make a mountain, it turns green. If you make the mountain a little higher, it turns white, as in a glacier. If you hold your hand over it long enough, you can actually make it rain into this sandbox and watch the water run down into the valleys. So that's an example of the kind of exhibit. I actually call them learning stations because exhibits to me are something that just hang on the wall and you stare at, and these are very, very interactive, manipulatable types of activities where you can learn, in this case, about topography and landforms.
It sounds like you've really integrated some nice technology into the new Discovery Center. Was that a focus for you, and can you tell me a little bit more about maybe some of the computer stations and things like that that you have there?
Well, we are interested in technology. We'll also have another exhibit called Voices of the Colorado Plateau. So it's a partnership with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology at Cornell University, and the sounds they've recorded of birds and other wildlife of the Colorado Plateau that'll be integrated into a box that you can push buttons, but you can also manipulate it to connect a sound with a particular animal or bird. And they have a huge sound library at Cornell that they've they're allowing us to use for this particular exhibit. We'll also have a watershed table. That one's not fully designed yet, but you'll have the ability to create a watershed and then run water through it slowly or fast and see what happens to the watershed.
Sounds neat. You mentioned earlier the partnership that you have with the town of Monticello in creating the Canyon Country Discovery Center. What do you hope the impact, or maybe what is the hope of Monticello in terms of the economic development impact on the area with the Canyon Country Discovery Center?
Well, this was always seen as an economic development project. It was generated by the Economic Development Committee of the City of Monticello. So what that means in real terms is we don't have any residential up on our campus because we want to put people in motels in town. We aren't serving food like a restaurant would. We have a catering kitchen for conferences, but we will hire local caterers to come up and serve our conference participants. We, you know, all of our vehicle repair will happen with repair shops in town. We've projected, that we will hire 20 new people that will become permanent residents of Monticello. So then we'll have 30 actual employees here. There will be obviously be an increase in transient room tax and sales tax from the various visitors that choose to visit the Discovery Center and then stay in town and eat in a restaurant.
Are you also, are you also partnering with, say, the National Park Service or anybody else, any other entities around the program offerings that you have there?
Well, that has always been part of our Canyon Country Youth Corps model. So, since we're working on public lands, the various projects that these youth are doing when they're out in the field, they're pretty much all on, state and federal lands. Mm-hmm. The work that we're doing. So yeah, there's definitely a partnership going on there.
And how do people find out more about either the Four Corners School of Outdoor Education, the Canyon Country Discovery Center? Is there a good website they can go to, good resource?
Yeah, they can go to our website at www.fourcornersschool, all spelled out with two S's between corners and school.org.
Okay. And the Canyon Country Discovery Center now is not open full time. Can you tell me about the hours that you have open now and when folks can expect to get there maybe 5 or 7 days a week?
Sure. Right now we're open 2 days a week, Thursdays and Fridays from 10 to 7, as we're finishing up some exhibits and programs. And then come the 21st of March, we will be open 6 days a week from 10 to 7.
Excellent. Well, Janet, thank you so much for talking with me this morning. It was really a pleasure, and best of luck with the new Canyon Country Discovery Center there in Monticello.
Thank you so much. It's an exciting time.
I bet. That's Janet Ross. She is the founder and executive director of the Four Corners School of Outdoor Education. They just opened their new Canyon Country Discovery Center in Monticello, Utah. You're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.